enough now, though. Your full name is what?
Mrs. Margaret.
Mm-hmm. It's M-A-R...
G-A-R-E-T.
Mm-hmm. Two N's.
Uh-huh, and two T's.
Two T's. Okay. This is, Pendleton, Indiana. Does this have a township? This wouldn't be...
Fall Creek Township.
Fall uh-huh. Creek Township. Uh-huh. And county?
Madison County.
In Indiana, of course. Uh-huh. Where were you born?
In Green Township, Hancock County.
Mm-hmm. That's surprisingly how far from here.
Oh, the county line would be about 5 or 6 miles south of here.
I see. And your age?
56.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever lived anywhere else besides where you were born and here in Pendleton?
Well, just lived within 5 or 6 or 10 miles from where I was born and where I do now all
I
my
see.
Life.
Mm-hmm. Your occupation?
A factory worker.
Mm-hmm. And your formal education?
Just grade school.
To what grade?
Well, I graduated out of eighth grade. They
eighth
still
grade.
Had graduation classes, you know,
mm-hmm.
then, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about your social contacts? By that I mean, do you belong to any organizations?
No, not really, huh? Just church work.
Mm-hmm. Well, how active are you in church?
Well, I've been pretty active. Mm-hmm. Treasurer, CWF, class, this class, you know.
Because you see, these influences, all of these things tend to influence your,
mm-hmm.
the way you speak a little bit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now some family history. Where were your parents born?
Well, in Hancock County.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure
both
of them were.
Them.
Uh-huh.
And what about grandparents?
Well, I wouldn't know about that, not that far back. But anyway, I'm pretty sure they all were born in Indiana, evidently. I don't know that far back.
Okay. First of all, Mrs. B, I want you to count from 1 to 14, slowly and naturally. I mean, the way you would count.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. Now, what number comes after 19?
20.
Mm-hmm. And after 26?
27.
Mm-hmm. After 29?
30.
And after 39?
40.
Mm-hmm. You see?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you would never say 40.
Yes, I see.
After 69?
Yeah, what?
After 69, what number comes?
70.
Mm-hmm. And after 99?
100.
And after 999?
1,000.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we have a row of men, and say 10, then the last man would be the 10th man, right?
Yes, sir.
So, number one would be the...
first man.
Mm-hmm. And after him would come...
second.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then after the fourth man.
Fifth man.
Mm-hmm. And after that one?
Sixth.
Mm-hmm. If something happens suddenly, you know, how would you say that something happens suddenly, or would you use some other way of saying suddenly?